Business Rock Hill, brought to you by Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.
This week on Business Rock Hill, we are just 1 month removed from one of the most popular festivals of the year, but officials say it was one of the best in recent memory.
We had almost 35,000 visitors for Christmasville over that course of the time that it took place, and 25% of those were from out of the county.
That's Michelle Manning Osborne with Visit York County saying people from all over came to enjoy the 20th anniversary of Christmasville, which ran the first weekend in December last month. And it was a way, of course, to boost downtown business in Rock Hill. The award-winning festival featured over 100 events for adults, kids, and family alike. Alice in Cleveland with Visit York County.
It's so much excitement that just, you know, not just from the community and those who put so much time into, you know, coordinating the events and coming in and out, but just seeing people from New York and Alabama and Georgia and everywhere that's coming in for it.
Visit York County said they use geolocation tags, which tells them the amount of time people are staying in one particular spot. They said the average stay for a visitor in downtown was 108 minutes. Michelle and Allison with more.
So the economic impact of Christmasville was around $600,000.
Wow. Yeah. So that's, you know, some of those people who are staying in hotels, some that are just dining out. I know talking with like Sarah Vining and J.P. McFadden and just hearing the impact, they do more that one weekend than they do over the course of a month, a whole month, you know. So it's very impactful for the downtown merchants as well.
And that's this week's Business Rock Hill.
Business Rock Hill is heard Wednesdays here on WRHI 100.1 FM, brought to you by the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.